become these days Erev Shabbat, we have a Minhag. Minhag is a Minhag. Afilu Erev Shabbat, which is Purim Day, in the midst of Purim Day, we're still feeling the Ha'arav Ateret HaYesod of Mordechai. Nonetheless, we have to do the Haftarah. We have Haftarah Tisabeh. The Haftarah Tisabeh is in Yechezkel. Have you said it? Okay, Mem Gimel, Perek Yud. The connection to the Parashah is obviously the Mishkan. And the Haftarah talks about the construction of the third Beit HaMikdash and its dimensions. That's not fair that we have to discuss complicated dimensions when the rabbis tell us we're supposed to drink on Purim. We're supposed to drink on Purim and be a little semi. And then we have to go involve ourselves in mathematical inyani. But that's the Gezerah. So the connection is obvious. We're talking about the Binyan with the Mishkan and the Parasha. And the Haftarah talks about Binyan by Chinishi. Ata ben Adam. So they were talking to Yehezkel. He's called Ben Adam. Et Beit Yisrael et Bayit, regarding the building of the Bayit HaShinishi, the third Beit HaMikdash. V'yikalemu me'avonotehem u'madedu et tovnit, or tochnit. It seems that the Navi is telling us that when we talk about the third Beit HaMikdash, it causes us to be embarrassed of our sins. You'll be embarrassed of your sins, why the first and second Beit HaMikdash were destroyed. The fact that we're talking about the third Beit HaMikdash means that two prior Beit HaMikdash were destroyed. So the Navi says, Ata ben Adam, Yehezkel, haged et Beit Yisrael et Habayit. Let them talk about the servant. V'yikalemu me'avonotehem. They'll be ashamed of their sins that caused the destruction of the first two. U'madidu et tochnit. And they will now discuss the measurements of the third Beit HaMikdash. So the pasuk says, V'im nechlemu mikol asher asu. If they are ashamed of the avonot that caused the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Asher Asu. Surat HaBayit, U'tchunato, U'motza'o, U'motza'av, U'mova'av, V'chol surotav, Be'et kol chukotav, V'chol surotav, V'chol torotav, Hoda otam, U'chtov le'enehem, V'yishmeru et kol surato, V'et kol chukotav, V'asu otam. So we have to go through every single word over here. So he says, when we talk about the details of the third Beit HaMikdash, it will cause Klal Yisrael to be embarrassed of the sins that caused the earlier destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So he says, we're going to talk about Tzurat HaBayit. Tzurat HaBayit is the borders of the Beit HaMikdash in the four corners, which includes the Hechal, the Kodesh Kodashim, the Ulam, the Hatzerot, the Shachot, etc. Utchonotav. The way they explain it is the offices, the different ta'im that were in the Beit HaMikdash. U'motza'av, u'mova'av. That's referring to the measuring of the gates. Motza'av, going out and going in.
Exit and entrance.
Hazak, the measurements of the gates, the arches, the width and the length. V'chod surotav, all the different surot literally means the
forms.
The forms, what we're talking about. The et kol hukotav. So tzurat is the images. For example, you have the tzurot Hazak Baruch. Remember we learned it was Shushana Bira in the second Beit HaMikdash? To remember the... So that was the image. That was the bit. So all the different tzurot that were needed in the temple. The et kol hukotav. All the rules.
Regulation.
Hazak Baruch, which each room was used for a certain purpose. So therefore, God was telling you how to scale the purpose of each room, Hokotav, the rules. Bechot surotav.
Is that the repetition or no?
So he says over here, Bechot surotav. He says over, it's referring to the kiruvim, the cherubs. Bechot torotav. Torotav means the rules where the Kohanim have to stand when they're doing the service. Hoda otam. tell them.